Al-Bayan Radio presents A Journey to the Hereafter, presented by Naseem Abdi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Dear brothers and dear sisters, we spoke about the soul being taken out of the body, the good soul and the bad soul. Today, inshallah, we answer a very common question, a commonly asked question, which some people may be confused about. Some people may have heard different narrations. Some people may have heard different things. Some of them correct and some of them, unfortunately, incorrect. And that is, what happens or where does the soul go after the death of the person? So we've heard many a time that the soul is taken out and it's taken up to the heavens and then returned to the grave for the questioning, etc. But where does the soul stay? And for this, you have different narrations from the Prophet ﷺ, from the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, and Sheikh Mahmoud Al-Misri, the author of the book, he says that there's different places the soul goes to, because all of these narrations are correct. And Allah SWT has told us that we've only been given knowledge of the ruh, a small amount. We haven't been given much specifics about the ruh and much information. We've only been given a little bit. So from the narrations that have been given to us, the Shaykh concludes, as many of the ulama before him did, rahmatullahi ala al-jami', that the ruh goes to different places. So for example, you have the arwah, the souls of the anbiya, and they are in Jannah, as came in the hadith of Isra' al-Mi'raj, where as the Prophet was going through and through the different levels of Jannah, he would meet the different of the prophets. He would meet different prophets. And this is a dalil that the arwah of the anbiya are in Jannah. And he also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told us that the other souls will be in Jannah, such as the shuhada, the martyrs. When they die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places their souls in the birds, which are green, in paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also told us that other believers will also be in Jannah, their souls, and they will eat from its fruits, also birds in paradise. And told us that Ja'far radiallahu anhu, the one that in the war, his arms were cut off, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced those arms with wings from Jannah. And he is like an angel flying in Jannah. And so we see that there's different people in Jannah from amongst the believers who had passed away and who died. Also, the Prophet ﷺ tells us that there will be for the evildoers, the kuffar and the evildoers, a punishment in the grave. We know that the longer hadith, which we'll mention inshallah, which talks about the punishment in the grave for the ones that deal with riba, for example, swimming in a river of blood. Every time they try and get out, a rock will be thrown at them and they will be forced to go back in. The people who committed zina will be naked on top of each other in an oven-like state, where the fire will take them up and then will bring them back down, and they'll be screaming from pain and torture. So there's punishment in the grave. Also, the Prophet ﷺ told us about the children that pass away. The children that die, these children, they don't get punished, obviously, because they have no sins. They haven't committed any sins. So also in the hadith came that they will be in Jannah, that they will be in Jannah. So we see all of these different souls are in different places in the hereafter. All of these different souls in different places in the hereafter. And again, we haven't been given specific information as to where every single person will be, but we've been given different narrations from the Prophet ﷺ and different opinions from the companions of the Prophet ﷺ that speaks about where the resting place of that soul will be. Just like many of the companions, or some of the companions said, that the good souls will meet each other and will greet each other in Aliyin, in the high place which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept a sacred and blessed place. They will meet and they will talk and they will ask about the affairs of the people of earth. And the other one in Sijjin. So all of these different people in these different places, these different souls will be in different places. And this is taking all of the opinions and placing them all together and getting all the narrations and placing them all together. So there are different places. There are different places that the souls will be, the good people in the good places, the bad people in the bad places. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are good and place us in the places which are good and which will make us happy in this world and the hereafter. هذا والله أعلم وصلى على محمد وعلى آله محمد وصحبه أجمعين.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.